Chapter 7. A Big Adventure. That night, Tom told me, "Jim's in a hut behind the house. A slave took some food in there for him. He opened the hut door with Uncle Silas's key." "That's good," I said. "Now," said Tom, "you think of a plan to take Jim. I'll make a plan too, and then we can choose the best one." "My plan is easy," I said. "Tomorrow I'll get the canoe and the raft ready. Then we'll leave at night. We'll take the key from Uncle Silas's pants. We'll take Jim from the hut, and we'll go away down the river. Will that work?"
"Work?" said Tom. "Why, it'll work, but it's too easy. What good is an easy plan? It has to be difficult."
The hut had a small window. "Look, Tom," I said, "we can open this window for Jim."
"That's too easy too," Tom said. "We need a better plan."
I did not say anything, because Tom always knows best. One of his plans is better than 15 of mine.
"I know. We can dig Jim out," said Tom.
We had to dig for days, but Tom made it a big adventure. Finally, everything was ready.
"Now," Tom said, "it's time for the letter."
"What letter?" I asked.
"We have to tell people about the plan, Huck. They do it in all the books. That's what makes it an adventure."
Tom wrote the letter and pushed it under the door. "Some men will take your slave. They will come tonight at 12 a.m. Be ready. From a friend." The family was very frightened. Uncle Silas and Aunt Sally put a man by the door, and he watched everything.
I did not like it, but Tom was happy.
"It's good news," he said. "We're doing everything the right way." That night, 15 men with guns came to the house. Uncle Silas asked them because of the letter. Tom was in the hut with Jim. I had to tell Tom about the men. I ran to the hut. "Quick, Tom," I said. "We have to go now. There are 15 men in the house with guns."
"Wow."
Tom's eyes were big. We quickly left the hut. Jim went first, then me, then Tom. But Tom made a little noise.
"Who's that?"
shouted one of the men. We did not answer. We ran, and we heard the guns. Bang, bang, bang.
"There they are,"
someone shouted.
"They're going to the river. Go after them and send the dogs."
The dogs ran towards us, but they were friendly because they knew us from the village. At the river, we got onto the raft. "Now, Jim, you're a free man," I said. "You won't be a slave again."
"You boys did a good job,"
Jim said. But then Tom said,
There's blood on my leg. Someone shot me. Jim and I tried to help him. Let's go, said Tom. But Jim said,
I'm not going. You need a doctor.
I ran to town to find a doctor. He was a kind old man. He helped Tom, but then he took everyone back to Aunt Sally's house. After 2 days in bed, Tom woke up. I was in the room with Aunt Sally. Hello, did you tell Aunt Sally? Tom asked me. What are you talking about? Asked Aunt Sally. We tried to help Jim to escape, Tom said. And we did it beautifully, too. And I... Oh, it's Tom's Aunt Polly! Aunt Polly was at the door. I hid under the bed because Aunt Polly knew me. Tom, asked Aunt Polly, how are you? That's not Tom, said Aunt Sally to her sister. That's Sid. Tom is... Why, where is Tom? You mean, where's Huck Finn? Said Aunt Polly. Come out from under the bed, Huck. Then everyone learned the true story. I also learned about Jim. Miss Watson is dead, said Aunt Polly, and she made Jim free. He is a free man now. Tom and I wanted to go on an adventure again, but I needed money. Your dad couldn't take your money from Judge Thatcher because the judge bought it from you, Tom told me. But he will give it back to you now.
And your dad won't come back, Huck, said Jim.
Why? I asked.
Do you remember that house in the river with the body in it?
Jim said.
That was your dad. Your money is safe.
Now Aunt Sally wants me to live with her, but I do not want to live with more women. I want to live my way.
Penguin Readers, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Mark Twain, Level 2, retold by Elizabeth Dowsett, illustrated by Katie Hickey, series editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Christopher Ragland, copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2020.